Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thanks, and welcome back on board On the Mark. It's a beautiful Monday in the Valley. We're here with open phone lines at 570-743-9565. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hotline number, as I said, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but put OTM at the start of your message. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles, and they are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types with decades customers since 1999. But I wanted this because over the weekend, a judge has ruled, described this as a major President Trump in an erection. Very interesting. MSNBC covered this. Auto Secretary of State. Very interesting. And we have one call coming in.
We've been following breaking news. Colorado where he's off the ballot in 2020. And that we're all trying to make sense of this. But joining me now is someone who can help us do that, Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. Well, Secretary Griswold, all the clips, and I've been trying to make this all mean. So let me start by just asking you what you're...
Big news for the entire country. Follow whatever court order is in place and be qualified to sit in dangerous precedent.
Very interesting for him. And he was very pleased about it to participate in... No, this was a court proceeding. The judge found that he did. The judge found that he did participate in one. The judge had to make a ruling based on the law. The judge accused of that in a court proceeding. Name?
They've been accused. See any of the tapes that were released?
A couple of them. Well, people are going to panic for
angry. Okay, and that was because body cam
on where the guards appeared.
Yeah. blah, blah, blah. Can't hold a public.
I mean, it's an old clause. Has it really been a major upheaval against the Civil
really?
War? From the Civil War.
Really?
Yeah, what do you...
That went to some of them got violent, which the police... If there's an in, be escorting them. No, outside.
Historic moment. Some people might have, you know, we're not trying to provoke something. No, but you know very well, Stan, that in the Met, they may
come on,
not.
I'm not making an excuse for any Democrat saying this is an insurrection.
I'm not making it. Anybody knew everything that was going on there. Then each individual police officer.
The video, because it's out there, and the cops on the balcony above the crowd hadn't gotten violent and tried to, not quote, non-lethal munitions at the. And they hadn't turned violent. I'm assuming he was something, and I'm not violent. That's
the cops thought they had
to
do it.
Violence isn't permitted on either side, and I do believe the cops were committing violence at that point when they're intentionally throwing flashbangs, tear gas, into the crowd that is not being violent.
This is the Capitol Police you're talking about here.
Yes.
Not the
D.C.
Metro.
There's video
police.
Of them. There was real other Metro may have been mixed in.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
the Capitol Police did differently.
I haven't seen the video unedited from start to finish. If I knew when they started to take it, if you could take all the timelines and put them together, put the videotapes together, so that you had an accurate timeline of what happened on January 6th, minute by minute, place by place, then I would think we could make a definitive argument about who was right and who was wrong. But absent that, you know, everybody just releasing clips that supports their side doesn't really advance the discussion or advance what we know about it.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, really.
So they're all available online. All you got to do is go look at
but
them.
But not by time. You're not missing my point.
And they're from individual cameras because, you know, it's there's 40,000 plus hours of footage.
Right, but when did they film? When did this camera start? When did it stop? What was its
location? The camera's going all the time.
So you're saying these are on surveillance cameras?
They're security cameras.
Okay.
They're on all the time.
But are they directed at specific locations, or are they directable?
Well, they're all throughout the building. Out in the balcony, they're throughout. They're security cams.
No, but I saw
cameras. Security cam coverage of the Capitol building isn't pretty complete?
Oh. I'm sorry. We've got to give you the last word. We've been letting Bill hang on the line here. Go ahead, sir. You get the last word.
The left are a bunch of hypocrites, which in California, which is why I called, but they revoked the man's concealed carry permit because he actually had the audacity to use it against criminals that came at him with a gun at his home. Not out in the public, at his home. They revoked it. That's why I say they're a bunch of freaking hypocrites, and they all need to be voted out of office yesterday.
Well,
have a great day.
I agree with you that they're hypocrites on that issue. They should not have taken the guy's permit. I agree with you on that one. So we're half and half, Stan. Thank you so much for calling, as always. Bill from Bloomsburg, you're on the mark this morning.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, in regards to, I'm not even going to say January 6th. I don't even say that word. But you talk about the videos. All the videos were given to Tucker Carlson, right? And Tucker Carlson was his staff was researching everything, and they were going to trickle everything, like bring everything to present. He only got one video out in regards to the guy with the horns, right?
Oh, yeah, the Viking
Bond
guy.
Bond paid for media and the corporate donors for the DNC, what'd they do? They went after Fox. They got this guy removed. They suppressed the videos. You wanted the videos. We had the videos. Tucker Carlson had the videos. And look what happened.
Right, but what I was saying to Stan,
you could actually see them going down the hallway in a group, in a MAGA group, with one of the lead guys in MAGA gear flash a badge on his waist, flash a badge to a police officer, where the other people then and they let him go down the hallway.
Right.
And when the CIA and the FBI and all that were on the stand being cross-examined, and they said, "How many undercover people did you have in the MAGA crowd?" They will not give an answer.
Okay,
you know, the people at the highest level, right? You run a department and you send 10 people undercover. You know you sent 10 people, but they won't tell you. You understand? You see the big picture?
Well, what I'm saying is what I think the big picture should be is an absolute start and end time of these videos so that we know when they were started.
We have them. We have them, and they suppressed it. Tucker Carlson had them. He had every one of them.
Well, Tucker Carlson, I'm not familiar with everything about what he did, but there was some controversy about how he was given those videos and whether or not they were accurate. There was some argument about that. Yeah, but I mean,
that wasn't debated.
That he had them all? There were 40,000 hours. He had all 40,000 hours, and he watched them all. He watched all 40,000 hours.
They figured he was a fair individual. They gave them all to him. And
who's they? What they gave them to him? You said they gave them to him. Who are they?
The Capitol.
The Capitol Police?
Here's the main reason why I called, right?
Okay, go ahead.
It's all part of the government control with their pushing, right? But the reason why I called, right, is the craziness with this TikTok and how they're bashing Israel, right? Now, I'm not Jewish. I believe in God, right? But Israel has 2 million people, Muslims, living within their country, right?
Right.
There is no problems with Muslims, right? They have a problem with Hamas, who attacked them, right? So then they go into Palestine. They go into Palestine. They tell all the people, "Hey, we're coming in. We don't want to hurt you. We want Hamas," right? So when they go in and they allow all the Palestinians to leave because they're taking care better of the Palestinians than any other country, even us, and the people are telling them where the tunnels are, where their headquarters are, as they're letting them leave, right? And they're taking care of them. They're giving them food. So they surround the hospital. They surround all the headquarters, and they take care of all these people, right? And they're going after this enemy. How are they the bad guy on TV all the time?
Well, I don't think they are the bad guys.
Well, they're getting publicized as the bad person. Where Hamas is getting praised, all these college kids and whatnot.
I think what the difference here is that that no one blamed Israel for striking back until they started really, you know, I guess aggressively striking back. Now all of a sudden, there's a big call for what? Humanitarian aid to the Palestinians. Well, the humanitarian aid could have kept on coming before they attacked Israel. Israel was living with them in peace. You know, they weren't bombing them or striking them in any way. So, I mean, I don't blame Israel for striking back. I mean, it's unfortunate that these folks have chosen to build their command centers under hospitals or near hospitals or places where their own citizens live. I can't say that Israel should stop defending itself. You know, I think we're right. We can't go back before October 4th.
Well, the one video, there was Hamas goes into a house, puts a baby in the oven, and rapes the mother while the baby's screaming and dying.
I haven't seen that.
Well, it's out there. It's out there. And this is what we're dealing with. And these college kids and the way they attack Israel in this country, these college kids and all, don't understand that their faith in God is being attacked.
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate the whole way around. But Israel didn't
start it. Do you know there's no Jews in Jordan? There's no Jews, I believe, in Syria. No Jews in Iraq. No Jews in Iran. Right? Do you know that's not the problem? You know that you see that they're not the problem. They're the ones being attacked.
I don't think Israel's the problem at all.
Right.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hamas is the problem. And these, you know, but there are other moderate Arab countries in there that I think Israel has to be concerned about. And so they're walking a fine line between defending themselves and appearing to be overly aggressive and overly unconcerned about civilian casualties, that these other Arab countries suddenly decide that maybe Israel's not such a good friend after all.
Do you understand we had good standings, right? You know, Biden plays both sides. He plays Russia, he plays Ukraine.
Well, I think he's
backed
got to
out
do
of
that.
The Abraham Accords. He's given money to Iran. Now he's giving money to Gaza, to Israel. Do you see how he just pacifies and plays both sides? Where the Trumpster would have went in, he had the Abraham Accords. He put Iran on their knees with their oil. He had Russia walking the line, and it was, you know, now it's just pure chaos over there.
Okay.
And China's laughing. Now, listen, China came to this country, right, because what they already own, they already control the San Francisco Bay as far as product coming in.
Bill, we'll give you the last word. We have another call and a break to get to, so you get the last word, sir.
Go ahead. China's going to take Taiwan here within 6 months, guaranteed.
Okay, well, I hope you're wrong, because I think that's going to lead to World War III.
It's happening. Biden showed to play this card how stupid this country is.
Okay. Hey, Bill, thank you. Appreciate your call, as always. Tom, we'll get to you before we take a break. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark from Sunbury.
Yeah, it's always nice hearing from Bongino Bill.
Okay. And that's the only reason you called, to say that?
No. This case here in Colorado, which from... You know, that's being appealed.
Yeah, I'm sure that they are appealing it, the Attorney General is, or whoever filed it.
They had the guy that's always on MSNBC, Weinberg, or whatever his name is.
Right.
They had another, Neil Caccioli, who was a AG for the government at one time. They all say that this her decision is ridiculous. And I think what's happening here, I think this woman is scared to death to actually, you know, enforce this thing because of her life or her family's life. I think that's what's going on here.
Well, the Attorney General said she would enforce whatever ruling was in place by a court at the time that she had to certify the ballot.
Well, yeah, I know. You know how Trump is with his people. He'll say something and there'll be somebody...
Yeah, but
you know, that's what I think. I think she's really...
Colorado's Attorney General is not a Trump supporter.
I don't care whether she's a Trump supporter or not. If she would enforce this, there would be people after her for her life.
But the judge said that he could stay on the ballot. What is she to enforce? It went to a court. A court said he could stay on the ballot, but he participated in an insurrection.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the judge. The judge is the one that is afraid to make a good decision.
Okay, I thought that was a man, though. You made it sound like it was a woman.
Well, whatever it is, whatever it's a man or a woman, whatever it is, they're afraid to make the decision because their life would be on the line. I mean, when you read that thing, it seems pretty clear to me that that applies to everybody. It doesn't exempt the president just because it doesn't say it. It's ridiculous.
Well, I agree. Nobody should be above the law. I'm not going to argue that point with you. If it applies to one citizen, it should apply to every citizen, no matter what his station in life might be. But here...
Well, we'll see. I think it'll be overturned.
Well, that may
be... And he's going to lose the election anyway.
Not really.
It's not going to make any difference. He's going to get creamed.
Have you looked at the polling results? I hate to tell you.
All them polls don't mean anything.
Oh, I think they do
mean
something.
They mean absolutely nothing.
Even
you guys were going to have a big red wave. How many times have you guys had the big red wave?
Well, not recently.
You keep saying you're going to have one, but you never have one.
Well, I mean,
because you keep losing.
Aren't you at all concerned about President Biden's failing numbers?
No.
Even his vice president is. She's taking the polls more seriously than he is.
And there's another problem, this vice president thing. You keep saying Kamala Harris is not a good vice president.
Yes, I do.
Well, Donald Trump hasn't even named anybody yet. But I'll give you some names that I think he would probably pick. George Santos.
You're right.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Carrie Lake. The MyPillow guy, Lauren Boebert. You got about 20 people in this Freedom Caucus. He could pick any of these nuts. You don't even know who he's going to pick.
I think
I'll guarantee you, whoever he picks is going to be an election denier. That's for sure.
Well, my personal feeling is...
They're going to be a nut job.
if
so that's not going to help.
If Trump gets a nomination, my guess would be that he would pick Tim Scott, because Tim Scott checks all the boxes that Trump needs for him to check.
Well, he's a nut too.
He's not a nut. He's
maybe
United
not
States
maybe
Senator.
Not as bad as the other one, but he's a nut.
So, is there any Republican who isn't a nut, just out of curiosity?
Well, I don't know. I imagine there's some decent ones, but the decent ones aren't going to run with him.
Well, that may be true.
I don't think they'd run with the guy. The guy is a nutcase.
Well, I tell you what, if the Democrats nominate Joe Manchin and the Republicans nominate Donald Trump, I would vote for Joe Manchin. But if the Democrats nominate Joe Biden and Donald Trump gets the Republican nod, I'm voting for Trump.
Why?
Because I think his policies were better for this country. He closed the border.
They were.
He was trying to close the border. We had unemployment at the lowest. We had jobs coming back into this country. Inflation.
He gave a $2.2 trillion tax cut to the millionaires and billionaires.
But did that hurt inflation?
Of which only 17% of it went to the lower class people to fight over. And now that even expired. That expired in 2021, in case you don't know that.
But you're missing my point. My point
Why? If he's for the people, you say he's for the people, right?
I didn't say
he's
he was
not for the millionaire class or the billionaire class, but yet the tax cut for the rich people is in effect yet, and the tax cut for working people was out in 2021. Why?
But Donald Trump realizes something you apparently don't, that business creates jobs. They're not created by people who are in welfare.
Businesses.
What welfare recipients?
I'm not talking about Sunbury Motors or
what welfare
any of these little local businesses. I'm talking about big business and corporations.
What welfare?
They're destroying this country.
What
destroying
welfare?
It.
What welfare recipient created 1,000 jobs recently? Can you name me one? But businesses create them all the time, and that's where.
Yeah, I don't care. The big business. I'm talking about corporations. Anything that's in Wall Street, which is a lot of things. Anything that's in Wall Street is destroying this country. Anything.
Okay.
Well, anything.
I disagree.
And they do not deserve to have more money.
All right, we'll give you the last word. I got a break to take. Go ahead. You got a final 30.
Well, Biden will win so easy in 2024, it'll make your head spin.
And that's
it. Ain't even going to be close.
That's your prediction. I'm going to ask.
That's what's going to happen.
I'm going to ask our producer to save that cut. Next November, we'll play it and we'll see how right you are. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate your call as always. Al, stand by. We've got to take a quick break to stay on schedule. Our hotline is open. The other three lines are open. 570-743-9565.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Today, everything seems like it's constantly changing. And just like the rest of the world, today's housing market is also changing. Whether you're buying or selling, you need an agent who can make sense of all those changes and market fluctuations to guide you through the process with a steady and helpful hand. Hi, this is Larry Johnson, president of the Bowen Agency Realtors, and we've been helping you find your perfect place for almost 50 years. That's why folks have voted us the best real estate agency in the Valley for 7 years straight. Working with one of our highly trained and knowledgeable agents to buy and sell your home saves you time, money, and gives you the best results possible. We know what's important to you, and we always provide all the most trusted in the market of housing with Sunbury and Lewisburg. We're online at Bowen.
Dell's Black Friday deals on laptops like the Stack-grade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool.
Look at you go, Mom.
This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
me. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
570-743-9565 is our hotline number. One of our emailers says that if Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, he's going to pick Tucker Carlson for vice president. Trump and Carlson. And another emailer says, Tom has a clever name for everyone he disagrees with. He is Tizzy Tom. Al, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm sitting here, like, listening to all this, but my guts are still all twisted up. Because we are on the precipice of either World War III or Civil War in this country. And if people can't see that, what they're doing to Donald Trump, an ex-president, just think of him as that, past president, is just unbelievable. unbelievable. Not 700 years in jail, what is it, 91 felonies or something like that. And it doesn't matter. Once you get past one or two, it just doesn't matter. It's banana republic. And I'll tell you what, they're so afraid of Trump, if they could shoot him in the head, they would. If they could think they get away with it, that's what they would do.
Why do you
and
say
that? And that's how divided this country is. Because they did everything else, and they can't stop him. That's the only thing that's going to stop him. And I, you know, he's being pushed by something, and I don't know what it is, but the redemption part is what they're afraid of, because there needs to be some redemption in this country.
Well, don't you think he should have been more concerned about the fact the judge said he took part in an insurrection than he was in proclaiming what a great victory
was? No, the judge broke the law by saying that.
How?
The judge should be sued by saying that.
He ruled. He had a ruling to make.
Deprivation of character. He has no reason to say that. There's no proof. He was never convicted.
But the
That's
judge
deprivation
was,
of character.
Al, the judge was asked to rule on whether or not he was qualified to be on the ballot because he took part in an insurrection. The judge found that he did take part in an insurrection, but still felt that the law didn't apply to the president.
Well, he's going right along with the guy that said it originally. So they should all be sued for deprivation of character. That was not proven. The thing that was proven is this country is in big trouble, and I think he's the only guy that can keep us out of World War III or a civil war in this country, maybe because if somebody shoots Trump in the head. What's it going to take for you to see past this corruption and everybody else to see past this corruption? What's it going to take?
Well, you know, the problem is that Donald Trump's... some people see Donald Trump as being corrupt.
He isn't.
Well, I'm sorry, but some people see him that way. He's being charged
with... Well, I don't. I think he's fighting back with everything he's got.
He's being charged
in
New York with exactly that.
He's been proven innocent. How many times have he been proven innocent?
Never.
And no... there was a conspiracy with Russia.
Well, he wasn't charged with that. The only thing
Then he's innocent of it. Then he's innocent of it. Let's get it right. Let's call the words what they are.
He had two impeachments brought against him. He was acquitted in both.
They were all phony balonies.
Okay, but what about the New York
trial? He wasn't convicted of any of them, so he's an innocent man that they're still going after. And I'm telling you, they threw everything at him so far, and it's not sticking. It won't stick because he's on a mission.
Well, you have your opinion. I have mine. I think Donald Trump did wonderful things for this country in terms of policy, but I think now, because of his refusal to accept the election results, and he's still harping on that today.
Did you watch 2,000 Mules?
Oh, come on, I'm tired of 2,000 Mules.
Joe, they're even saying there wasn't enough corruption. There shouldn't be any corruption. There wasn't enough corruption.
Tell me, if that's the case, why didn't Donald Trump use that 2,000 mules to take it to court and prove that he was right?
They said it had no standing. They said it had no standing.
Donald Trump had standing. If he wanted to introduce it, he could have introduced it. He could have filed
a suit. No, they wouldn't take it. They said that 2,000 mules didn't have any standing.
No, but the president does, and if he uses that as a witness or as a testimony in his behalf,
he could certainly get it in. How did anybody ever listen and help him do what he wanted to do to this country all the way through?
Look, I think Joe Biden is a terrible president. I don't like him at all. I don't think he's done anything good for this country. He's allowed horrible situations to fester and grow.
Well, he should have been impeached before. He should be impeached before we end up in
But we don't need Donald Trump either. The American people do not want to see, by a large percentage, don't want to see another Trump-Biden rematch. They don't want to see it.
No, but a lot of people want Trump in there. He's the winner.
Well,
the winner if there is a rematch.
I'm starting to see reporting now that shows, but that Trump is kind of losing a step or two. He's misidentifying world
leaders.
Well, they
did that right before Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was going to take it with all.
No. I'm saying he's misidentifying world leaders. He sometimes appears confused.
Well, I call it myself. There's a Freudian slip what he did because I call it the old Biden. Presidency.
Okay.
Biden's running the thing. That's a combination of Biden as the mouthpiece and Obama as the brain.
We'll give you the last word.
though that was his Freudian, and better shape up before we end up in a civil war or a third world war.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but thanks for calling. As always, Al, appreciate your call. All right, we've got to take one quick break, and then we'll get to Joe from Sunbury. We've got a pile of texts and a pile of emails. Give us a call, 570-743-9565.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
The big guy in the red suit, his helpers, and those animals that pull the sleigh, well, they're all getting ready to go. So parents and guardians of kiddos between the ages of 5 and 8, you need to get ready too. The 2023 edition of the award-winning holiday program Talk to Santa starts Monday, November 27th at 6 on Eagle 107 and News Radio 1070 WKOK. Call 570-286-5838 extension 221 weekdays between 9 and 5 and set up your kiddos' time on Talk to Santa. Call early, though. Spots on the show fill up fast. That's 570-286-5838. Extension 221.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
house. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Thousands of stores across the country are pulling brand-name cold and allergy products off the shelves because an FDA advisory panel recently determined that a drug they contain, oral phenylephrine, is ineffective as a nasal decongestant. Navage offers a drug-free solution that's fast and highly effective at relieving nasal congestion caused by colds and allergies. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
You check your phone, thermostat, and weather often. But the most important check of all should be yourself. COVID is still out there, but boosters against the latest variants are available. Find out where and how to get up to date at checkyourselfcentralpa.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, and Joe from Sunbury is on the mark this morning. Sir, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Joe, I'd like to stay on your topic of this trial or ruling in Colorado, which I didn't really pay much attention to it because I got the basic, like. So, but do you think the clip, how well did you look beyond Jen Psaki or anything like that? I'm just to get a background clip.
I've read a couple of other stories about it, yes.
Any, the Trump side? Just not asking, it's not real important.
Well, the Trump side, yes. I mean, he's declared it a major victory for him. That was my whole point.
No, well, I think he means being on the ballot, but not. I don't know what they addressed about the insurrection part of it.
I didn't hear him address any of that. I missed it, but
right.
I didn't hear
it. I mean, even, former judges or anybody that could rule, but or just, like, write an article on that. Moving on, that I don't particularly think the Jen Psaki's would give both sides of the story, right? That kind of report that you gave. So I'm not real familiar, but anyhow, to help Al out maybe a little bit, when he said about slanderous,
part of this trial was about how he could be held off the ballot, and then that, and I'll use the word, it bled into the topic of insurrection, right? So it wasn't, the main part of it wasn't about if he could be on or off the ballot.
No, that, I mean, that was the main part,
but
yeah.
But part of it is why he can't be on, and they made the argument about insurrection, and she, I think the judge was a female myself, and she said that he's not, it's not named as the president, so it doesn't apply to him, but she said he engaged in insurrection, right?
That was the opinion she gave.
But it's that he could be on the ballot because Article 14 does not say the president.
Right.
It names that congressmen and officers, and she said that I can be corrected by anybody who knows anything different out there, or you, that I think she said that the president is not an officer. That's why he would be eligible. Did you get that much out of it, or?
Well, yeah, the judge ruled that Trump, it didn't specifically say, you're right, didn't specifically say president. But
right,
if the law applies to one person,
that's the whole thing.
But yeah, but if the law applies to one person, it applies to everybody.
Well, now, if you believe the judge ruled rightly on the insurrection, you have to believe that she ruled rightly on the, well, you don't have to, because I think that the main part of this was not the insurrection, and they didn't really make a defense of that. And he says it's free speech, and obviously she says it's not when you have violence involved. So she knows that that's not going to be settled in a state court. That's going to state appeals, or it's going to the Supreme Court for sure. I think you agree with that.
Well, you're right. It was Judge Sarah B. Wallace. She ruled against a group of six Republicans and unaffiliated voters in Colorado represented by the watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW, who filed a lawsuit in September that sought to bar Trump from the state's Republican primary ballot under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which disqualifies people from running for office if they have engaged in an insurrection or rebellion against the U.S. The petitioners claimed this activity surrounding January 6th involved this insurrectionist ban.
Right. So that was part of it. And then it has to do with the beginning of the 14th
but this
Amendment
was,
about
this was
form.
A 102-page opinion.
As, since the president isn't named,
Joe,
that's how she just said, well, everything has to be spelled out in the Constitution. There's no inference.
This was a complex opinion, Joe. It was 102 pages, so it wasn't
I've seen that. Yeah, I seen. I didn't read it, but I now that you just brought it up this morning, I tried to get some background on it, a little more than I had. But did you know that there was also the same kind of issue in Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm aware that that's going on. But
that was settled. That was
settled
before the Colorado case.
She said, to be clear, part of the court's decision is its reluctance to embrace an interpretation which would disqualify a presidential candidate without a clear, unmistakable indication that such is the intent of Section 3.
Right, so that's the part about the president's not named specifically
right,
in that.
Right.
It says presidential electors off the top of my head, senators, congressmen. It goes through a list, and it says officers.
Well,
but when you start at the top, like when you start mentioning in the Constitution, like I'll say the more important people like senators and congressmen, don't you think like the president would have been, like it would have said the president of the United States?
Well, the president is certainly an agent of the government.
Disqualify. If you're going to disqualify a senator, you think that the president would have been mentioned first, right, if the founders or the framers were thinking of that part of it.
Well, he is an agent of the government.
Right. I understand the controversy, and I understand what she's saying. And she's reading it, you know, flat out, no inference that they meant president, because they didn't have, with a capital P, the president of the United States is also on this list. That's how she's getting out of that. But she wanted to interject on a hearing that really wasn't about insurrection. She wanted to and free speech. She went ahead and judged on that too, which I mean that's all right, but I don't believe it holds any bearing on Trump's innocence or guilt on insurrection. That's not there's no way that that's going to be decided before the Supreme Court gets to it. Nobody's going to, neither side's going to be happy with that, I don't think. You know, that Trump isn't going to be satisfied with insurrection or the other side with non-insurrection.
Well, the question becomes your definition of January 6th. If there was some way...
Right, that'll be up to the Supreme Court before we get into mine or yours
and that, right,
because that's what I'm saying. You might as well not even, and that'll be a labor for the court, or maybe it won't, because the president has more political speech leeway than an ordinary politician. Well, maybe not. I mean, politicians have can say more, just like certain ones said about, you know, Trump supporters or Trump politicians that supported Trump, that they should be harassed and things like that, and they never got in trouble with that, right?
Well, it's a process that we'll go through, but the question becomes whether or not Trump stays on the ballot. So far, he's on the ballot in both states.
Yeah, he's going to be on the ballot, and just like in Minnesota, he's on the ballot. Like I mentioned, if you want to look at it quickly at some time, it don't really matter.
Well, that's
if,
okay.
Just the fact that that one was that Minnesota can't do nothing until after the election. Now, how much sense does that make?
Not
that's
a lot.
Briefly in a sentence, anybody can
Joe,
call in.
We got to take a break, sir. I've got to let you go because I've got to take a break. 570-743-9565. We may have time for a call or two after this break.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
'Twas the nights before Christmas, when all through the grove, magical trees sparkled, twinkling as we drove, our family in our car, every girl and boy, riding through an enchanted forest with that feeling of joy.
Joy Through the Grove, Knoebel's drive-thru light experience begins this weekend. Plus, don't miss Christmas Village at Three Ponds Golf Course Thursday through Sunday with fresh trees, the Christmas gift shop, and pictures with Santa. Plan your holiday fun now at Knoebels.com.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
me. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Welcome back to On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. The hotlines are open at the moment. Have time for maybe one call. But one of our emailers says, here we go again. You let that stand go on and on. Plus, he makes fun of Vice President Harris laughing all the time. Well, what did he do this morning but laugh, laugh, laugh? No substance to his call whatsoever. Now the man from Bloomsburg call. Same thing. Want to ask your listeners if they have been watching the History Channel? They have been having a lot of history on President Kennedy due to the anniversary of his tragic death. Well, I, for one, think he was the best president ever. Donald Trump could never come up to his equal. Trump for himself, Kennedy for all the people. You keep saying that Trump is a businessman. It takes more of a businessman to govern our United States, more than a businessman, to govern our United States of America. All right, but you know, Stan does laugh, but so does some of our other callers, so does Vice President Harris. But you know, we try to give everybody roughly the same amount of time, and if you don't like somebody, it may seem like they're going on and on and on, but that's not the case. We try to be as fair as we can with the time, and of course, the earlier you call, the better we work it out for you in terms of amount of time that you can talk to us on the air. One of our other emailers says, the judge or whoever said Trump was involved with January 6th was an opinion and should have been struck from the statement. This was a soundbite to be used for commercials to sway voters. All right, but if you don't believe that he committed, if he didn't take part in an insurrection, that's a Freudian slip, an insurrection, then you don't believe it. But if you believe January 6th was an insurrection, you have to believe that Donald Trump had some part in it. Even though he told people to go down there peacefully, he also told them to go and fight like hell. I mean, this is really an opinion piece, because some people who like Donald Trump are going to say, oh, no, there was nothing going on there. Others are going to say he was obviously the point man for this insurrection. Our texters, one says, hey, Tom, maybe Trump will pick you for vice president. You qualify as a nut job. And Tom, the only way Biden can win is to cheat. Tom, what is ridiculous is people like you wanting to rip up the Constitution just to get Trump. Pathetic. Hey, that's our program for today. We're going to do it all again tomorrow. On the Mark at WKOK, Sunbury.